The Hamptons may seem like a paradise of wealth and leisure, but Detective Jenna Murphy knows better. Having left the NYPD under mysterious circumstances, she's returned to her childhood summer retreat when her uncle, Police Chief Langdon James, offers her a position on the local force. But her homecoming coincides with a brutal double homicide that shocks the community. A Hollywood agent and his mistress found murdered in the abandoned mansion locals call the Murder House. Standing empty on prime beachfront property, 7 Ocean Drive has witnessed generations of violence. The Dahlquist family who built it carried a dark legacy. 6 generations of men named Holden, each seemingly cursed to become violent criminals. When local handyman Noah Walker becomes the prime suspect in the recent killings, Jenna feels conflicted. The evidence against him seems circumstantial, yet her uncle appears determined to pin the murders on Noah regardless of evidence. As Jenna digs deeper, troubling inconsistencies emerge. Why is her uncle fabricating testimony? Why is powerful businessman John Solzman pressuring the department for a quick resolution? And what about the unsolved disappearances of 2 young women who vanished after spending a night in the abandoned mansion? When her uncle himself is found murdered, Jenna realizes she's uncovering secrets someone will kill to protect. After Chief James's death, his successor, Isaac Marks, remains fixated on Noah Walker's guilt. When Jenna exposes her uncle's evidence tampering in court, she frees Noah but destroys her career. Only Officer Lauren Ricketts continues supporting her investigation. Corruption runs deep in Paradise Point. Financial records reveal suspicious payments between officials and businesses, while building permits appear granted through favoritism. Most alarming are several unsolved disappearances deliberately ignored over years. Innkeeper Justin Rivers becomes an unexpected ally, though Jenna remains wary of his interest. Despite his release, Noah Walker's troubled past, including a false accusation of a school shooting as a teenager, keeps him suspect, though he gradually reveals disturbing experiences from the Murder House renovations. Gravedigger Aiden Willis emerges as an enigmatic figure whose menacing presence and knowledge about both the house and recent murders make him simultaneously threatening and valuable. Jenna discovers her uncle's corruption was systematic and protected by powerful figures across generations. The Murder House functions almost as a character itself. Its decaying Victorian exterior and overgrown grounds mirror the town's corruption Jenna uncovers. Inside, hidden passages suggest surveillance, while the basement reveals evidence of decades-old violence, bloodstains, restraints, and victim-scratched messages. Behind a loose brick, Jenna discovers disturbing photographs documenting atrocities across 6 generations of Dahlquist men. Though local legend blames a curse, her investigation reveals a genetic condition affecting male descendants that alters brain chemistry and reduces impulse control. The house's horror stems from human evil, not supernatural forces. Each Dahlquist generation used wealth to conceal crimes, creating a legacy of protected violence that corrupted the community. Jenna's discovery that the 6th Holden Dahlquist didn't die childless adds urgency. When a storm unearths remains identified as Dedee's, Jenna realizes the killer who took Dedee and Anne after their night in the abandoned house never stopped, just became more careful. Jenna uncovers a generational pattern. Each produced a Holden with violent tendencies, with family wealth concealing their actions while locals avoided the property. Medical records show the Dahlquist knew about their genetic abnormality affecting the prefrontal cortex, which impaired impulse control and empathy. Treatments varied from lobotomies to experimental drugs. Most chilling is Holden the 6th's journal, documenting his fight against violent urges and vow to end the family curse by remaining childless. The possibility of a 7th Holden is concerning. If Holden the 6th broke his promise, that person would now be an adult, possibly unaware of their genetic heritage. The investigation becomes personal when Jenna discovers photos suggesting her mother had Dahlquist connections. Meanwhile, Noah's wrongful accusation in a school shooting seems connected to the same power structures that protected the Dahlquists. Documents reveal Holden VI planned to destroy the house, seeing it as embodying the family's evil. His disappearance raises questions about whether someone intervened to preserve both property and bloodline. As Jenna's investigation deepens, allegiances blur. Lauren risks her career providing official resources, while Noah evolves from suspect to valuable ally, his contractor expertise crucial for examining the house's structural modifications. Their growing attraction adds emotional complexity that might impair Jenna's judgment. Justin Rivers remains enigmatic. His charm proves useful, yet his interest triggers Jenna's suspicions. Jenna discovers Dee Dee and Anne's disappearances are part of a decades-long pattern of young women vanishing, their cases hastily dismissed despite evidence of foul play. The common thread? Connections to the murder house. Financial records show property taxes paid through shell companies despite abandonment. Someone maintained ownership while keeping it vacant. Justin's undisclosed connection raises concerns when Jenna learns his mother worked for the Dahlquist family. The breakthrough comes when Jenna uncovers medical records revealing Holden VI had an adopted son, a revelation disturbingly aligned with Justin Rivers. Jenna finally connects the pieces. Justin Rivers is Holden VI's adopted son, raised away from the murder house, but later exposed to his father's influence. Though not biologically a Dahlquist, Justin absorbed the family's pathology through psychological conditioning. This explains the inconsistencies. Justin's unexplained wealth, detailed knowledge of the house despite claiming never to have entered it, and his connections with officials. Most disturbing is how he monitored Jenna's investigation from the start. In the murder house, Jenna discovers hidden rooms containing trophies from victims spanning decades, evidence of Justin killing since adolescence, first under Holden VI's guidance, then independently. His restaurant served as both legitimate business and cover. Justin reveals Holden VI adopted him specifically to continue the family legacy. When this experiment succeeded too well, Holden VI had second thoughts. Justin implies his adoptive father's disappearance was actually his first independent murder. The confrontation deepens when Jenna reveals Jenna visited the house as a child with her mother who briefly worked for the family. Justin had kidnapped her before Holden VI released her, explaining her fragmented memories and instinctive unease about the property. The final confrontation becomes psychological as Justin weaponizes Jenna's memories, claiming everyone shares his darkness. Noah and Lauren's arrival sparks a violent struggle that ends when fire consumes the house, erasing the physical structure that housed generations of violence. Afterward, Jenna rebuilds her career and identity. The corruption she exposed extended beyond Justin to officials who protected him. Her vindication provides closure as she finally understands her lifelong unease and career choice through the truth about her childhood. The community must confront how silence and deference to wealth enabled predators. The Dahlquist violence raises questions about nature versus nurture, showing environment and personal choices matter equally. The former murder house site stands as both warning and memorial, challenging the community to honor victims while preventing future violence, reminding us that darkest evils often hide behind respectable facades, protected by collective unwillingness to face uncomfortable truths.